Test, test. Test, test. Can you hear me? Okay, good. I'm just checking the mic. I'm done now. No. Okay, so I don't know about you, but there's a lot that's gone on since we walked through those doors. It feels like today, but there was yesterday and today. And I just want to say a couple things. You know, we don't always ask for testimonies, but sometimes it's important to testify for a couple of reasons. One, it builds other people's faith. And we've had people testify with other people sitting in the room and going, I thought so. I'm not crazy. And so, you know, because there's we're dealing in a supernatural realm. And so some people are not familiar when they have an experience with the Father. And they want to just shake it off because the enemy's like, that didn't happen. That, you know, you're crazy. And I want to tell you that the supernatural is more real than this dance floor we're standing on. And I feel like the Father wants us to get a understanding of, like, an acclimation of how to live here on earth but be ruling and reigning from heaven into the earth. And so, you know, I don't want you to think this is weird, and I don't, if you're going to be weird, I'll pull the mic from you, but I want you to testify tonight if something changed in your heart, or if you had a creative miracle or a healing take place, we'd like to hear about it. And then here's a couple rules just to keep things moving smoothly. I don't want to hear a testimony that you've already shared. It has to be relative to what's happening now, yesterday and today. And here's the funny thing. When we leave here, your testimony is going to grow, and you're going to, the revelation from this time seasoned, it's almost like time stopped, the revelation is going to unfold greater and greater as you continue to rest in his presence and as he woos you into the deeper still place in him. So if somebody wants to testify, that's great. I won't give you the mic because there's a lot of people that are pastors in here, and when you give a pastor a mic, they just can't help it. They'll preach a message off this. And the funny thing is there's an anointing that always flows when you step up to front. And so I have to help steward where we're going tonight. So if you feel led to testify, we'd love to hear what God is doing in your heart and how he's moving. And if you go too long, we pull the hook. Yay.
I'm not a pastor.
Oh, good evening, everybody. My name is Penny Gallagher. I work at the Joseph Center. I'm not the boss of it. I don't run it. Mona Highline is our fearless leader. But anyhow, I don't even know where to start. There's just so much that God did for me tonight. I've just been in a place where I felt like I was just having trouble just trying to trust and trying to move forward, and everything that you guys said, just it brought so much confirmation and affirmation, and you weren't being too harsh. We need that sometimes. We need to just flat out hear the truth, because the truth is what sets us free. So thank you for that. Thank you for that. God told me to, this beautiful lady here said she liked my shirt, and she was like, I want your shirt. So when I came back from lunch, he said, take it off and give it to her, and so I did. And so I gave it to her, but little did I know what God was going to do, and you guys just poured into the Joseph Center in such a major way, and the prayer and the love and everything that is going to go to our guests there. I'm so excited. I'm so in awe of God. Your ministry is such a blessing, and all of you are the real deal. You're real. You're genuine. God bless you, and thank you for coming.
Thank you so much. What I find funny is she sewed her shirt and received 100-fold. Go God. Who else wants to testify? Good.
Hi, I'm Dee. I work at Joseph Center as well. I'm the donations coordinator. We would love to give you all a receipt for those T-shirts so that we can help Mona get the grants, because she don't take no government funding. And we love that about it. We love the giving. And I was struggling and have been for a while with numbness shooting up into my neck and my head. And I was pretty sure that it was something out of line. So when the fire came and the testimony came and the healing came.
Come on.
I just want to praise him for that. Because I've been struggling with that for months, because I won't go to a doctor. I wait on my Lord. And I keep asking him, okay, am I doing something I shouldn't be? Please show me. Help me see so I can walk your path and I can do your will. And I just praise him and I thank y'all for coming, because you guys walk the spiritual road that I have been seeing and couldn't find. So I thank y'all for that, because this is the type of thing that has been happening to me, the dreams, the visions. I have visions of a thing called a healing place, and I am telling you, this speaks huge to it. And I feel like, you know, the 10 years I've been waiting and just saying, okay, maybe not, maybe not, maybe not. And then he just kept telling me, just go to that. I almost didn't come last night. And he said, I'm saying, just go. I know you don't like being late, because I can't stand that. But he said, go in. It doesn't matter you're late. Just be in my presence. So thank you for bringing his presence and being truthful with us. We appreciate that. And I don't mind the harsh words either. I'm thankful for it. And I'm grateful to the Lord that he will do that to us, because we need his truth and his light.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Who else? Come on up. Rosalie, I'll get you next, okay? Oh, you weren't coming up?
Last night, I was sitting there, and Holly came up to me, and she saw God giving me a new spiritual heart, and I just felt the vibration, and I don't know, I'm just excited. I feel like God's actually replaced my other heart, too. Ah, and I just received, and I thank you guys so much for being here. And I love you guys, and thank you.
God bless you. Thanks, Sue.
I told Holly, she already knows the story, and it's too long to tell. But I have been in a situation where the Lord was using me with all my gifts and callings, and anyway, to make this short, I thought it was my fault, but a man who was a prophet called me up, and he said, God has used you with all your gifts and callings, but the devil took you down. And he says, and then you were raised up again with all your gifts and callings, and the devil took you down. He says, but the third time, he's not going to take you down. Well, I haven't seen the third time coming, but when you mentioned the babies, I believe that one of the babies is mine.
I do too.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, 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 yes. You want to come up?
So this is the third one that I've come to. Each time I've gained more freedom. And I'm telling you, I am an overcomer. I am out of the grave. My God comes first. Doesn't matter whether it's my family, husband, kids, my God is first. So, and I want to thank you both.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Yes. 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 Amen. I'll get you next.
Years ago, I had a dream that I saw myself. God gave it to me, and I, as far as I could see, I was on a platform with thousands of people. and they were all black. And then he started sending me to Africa. And for about 5 years I worked and we birthed some stuff together. And then it kind of went away. And I went maybe a few times there, here and there. But this last couple days, I feel like this dream that he gave me is being resurrected. And he's been building my character now for 20 years. And I've been waiting for him for this moment to launch me in his perfect timing, in his will, in his ways. And I'm so grateful and thankful. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. You.
Okay. I have been praying for my daughter for all these years. She is my heart. And she went through some really tough times. And all the time I kept praying, God, I know you've got her. And when she was going through the tough times, she'd kind of get in my face and say things to me. And I said, I don't care, say whatever you want. I know your heart. I know who has your heart. And I said, there was always someone with you when you were going through this stuff, and that was Jesus, and he's died on the cross for you. He's forgiven you. I forgive you. The hardest person to forgive is yourself. And she's working through it. She is an amazing, amazing, amazing woman, and I am so very proud of her, and I thank God every day for her. She is so beautiful. And then when Holly prayed over me, she said, devil, take your hands off of her. And Deborah said, because the devil is working so hard, because Sarah is really coming full swing to the Lord. I see such a growth. It's amazing what God is doing in her. And I'm so in love with him and what he has done in her life and in my life and blessed me with this beautiful, beautiful woman. I love you.
Amen. Yay, God. Yay, God. Anybody else want to testify? Come on up, sweetie.
I've given my life to the Lord, and I'm so grateful for everything that he's done. But I had an incident happen on Thursday night, and a neighbor attacked me verbally. I just moved into the neighborhood, and I prayed, and I said, Jesus Christ is Lord, Jesus Christ is Lord, but I didn't see any breakthrough. And Friday night, I was on the phone with a friend, and she said, well, there's this thing that's happening. Why don't you go? So I didn't know anything about it, and when I walked in, the word that you were giving was going around the barn, and it was tempting me. What was happening was tempting me to go back to smoking marijuana, because that was something the Lord had set me free from 6 months ago. And so when you explained it, like, the Lord will let you pick up that bad habit, and he'll just say, you know, we'll try one more time. And that brought revelation to me. So I feel like the Lord spoke to me there to break that off. You know, don't smoke, like the Lord has me. And then when the lady gave Psalms 43, that was exactly how, like, I was feeling, like, Lord, I need you to speak to me, because in that emotional turmoil, I was not able to hear him for myself. So hearing it through the scripture was the Lord saying, I hear you, I see you, I'm here. And then when you gave the word, stand up and fight, you know, I do have to, because this home that I moved into is being dedicated towards foster children. My children are out all, I'm an empty nester now. I don't have any kids at home. And so this home is dedicated to foster children. So it is a ministry that the Lord has called me to. So hearing exactly what I needed to hear in the moment that I needed to hear it, when I don't have church till tomorrow, you know, and I needed something Friday, I needed something Saturday, the Lord was able to reach me and talk to me through you ladies. So I'm so grateful what the Lord is doing through this ministry.
Isn't God great? Yeah. Anybody else want to testify? Come on up, sweetie.
I always stop myself from getting up and talking, but God said go. I'm overcome, and I'm overcoming so much. The prayers of my mother and bringing me to these places and these people, and just my journey with God, it's been so amazing, and I'm so blessed. And today, well, this past 2 days, I've been hot, and I can't sit, and I'm uncomfortable. And last night, I was so uncomfortable. I went home crying because I'm sick of the pain. And today, when you're singing and playing the piano, I just asked for it, and I received new verbiage to cut it off. It's not allowed here. And I was able to sit and not feel hot or pain. So I speak that verbiage into me, and thank God for that. Thank you.
Another victory. Anybody else want to testify? Come on up, sweetie.
Notice my hands.
She's well trained.
It took years.
I know. No.
So I am up here because I just want to testify to the good soil that this ministry is. Every year I leave here freer and with more clarity. And since October, it has been one thing after another with my health, one thing after another with my finances, where you're just like, God, why? I tithe, I give offering, I support other ministries. I don't understand it. And through it all, God has just said, trust me. Just trust me. And Holly gave a word to me yesterday that I will get to a place in my identity where there will be no more apologies for who I am and who God created me to be. And when she spoke tonight about being rejected and wounded by other believers and in churches, that was me. Because I've allowed wounding from other people to quiet my voice. I've made apologies for the revelation that God has given me, that we are loved, and there's nothing we can do to earn it, nothing we can do to be separated from it, and He doesn't put a standard or a requirement on us other than to believe, and that's it. So I stand before you, and I make no apologies for who God created me to be. And I am thankful because it has taken years.
Amen.
But I went home and, okay, I gained 10 pounds. I couldn't wear my shirt, just saying. But when I pulled my Free Indeed shirt out on the back, it said, find your identity. And I cried because I don't even know how long I've been coming to these. But that is what you guys do. Is you are helping us find our identity in Christ and leading us to what God has called us to do. And I don't fully know what that is yet. I get up every morning and I tell Him, whatever you want to do, let's do it. And I will tell you, some days it's like this. Other days you wouldn't believe the things He asks and allows you to be a part of. And I just want to say that I am thankful for Spirit of God worldwide.
We love you, Kathy. God bless you. Yeah, I know. I'm like, there's a deep pause there that was like impacting and verberating in the spirit, or however you say it. And, you know, God is well pleased with you, Kathy. He is really pleased with you. I just want to tell you that. Who else wants to testify? Come on up. Good night. Blessings, my friend. I get it. You overcame. You made it here. Car, be resurrected in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I just wanted to say that I'm one of Holly and Lori's biggest babies, but I'm growing up, and now I'm growing into what God has purposed for me. And it's been a long journey, a lot of years. But I again say I just appreciate everything that you guys have sowed into me in my life, because it's manifesting. Yeah. And you got to keep pushing through. You just have to keep pushing through. So, and my goal was to go move to Wisconsin and live with these guys. But the Lord said, no, you get them twice a year. And then you're supposed to be planted here. And so everything that they're doing and showing me, it's going to manifest here in Grand Junction. And I'm believing for this town in a big way. It's happening. It's happening. Yeah, so thank you. Amen. Love you guys.
And we love you too. You know, who can remember the first time we came? The rough ground. It was very, very hard soil. Years ago, and I don't like to look back on those days, but I'll tell you what, I was in here and I thought, look at the soil in here now, look how things, and I'm not taking credit for that. I'm going to say obedience always brings a blessing, and it was not fun in the early days, and sometimes it's still not fun, but God keeps calling us back to Grand Junction. He's doing something here, and I can finally see lots of fruit instead of just a few pieces of fruit. I mean, I'm just excited for what the Lord is doing here in Grand Junction and actually all over Colorado. Amen? Who else wants to testify? Come on up, sweetie.
I'm a retired nurse. We grab stuff all the time. So, thank you. I've been praying about where God wants me to be and what he wants me to do. I did home health, and I loved it. I loved it. Kind of wore my body out for a while, but God's healing me. And I actually, how God, kind of tagging off of what Pastor Kathy said, I'm helping her with her ministry, and it has blessed me. And I know, and if this group of people here, God has a path for all of us, and I'm so excited to see what he's going to do. Every time I've tried to call to say, nurses are good, but in this case, the Lord has a plan for all of us. And every time I try to call and say, maybe I could volunteer at this service or this service, we have a lot of heart cancer, a lot of patients. There's a lot of stuff that you can do, volunteer. God brought me back to helping Kathy with the kids. And I used to have a Christian preschool and daycare, Little Lambs Christian preschool and daycare, and God has just lit things up inside of me. And coming here tonight, I am so encouraged by what he's going to do. And it's just like, I feel like, I don't want to say a baby on the inside, but it's like new things happening. Yeah. It's so fresh. And I'm blessed. I'd never heard of you guys before. I have now. So I will stay in touch. Amen. And so thank you very much for being here. I really appreciate it.
We're glad you came. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Oh, that awkward silence. Should we start chanting one more, one more? I know there is. Who is it? Here's the thing about testifying. The devil hates it. Look at the fruit and look at the freedom and the victory and actually cementing in, so to speak, of the testimony, you know. Because sometimes the enemy will try to come back and say, you dreamed that. That didn't happen. And then you can say, no, I remember on this Saturday night at 6:52, when I walked in that door, I felt the presence of the King of Kings. I soaked in his presence, and I saw this, 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 and God told me this, 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 this. So shut up, devil. And, you know, that there's a lot of power on that. And so is there anybody else who wants to testify? Okay, come on up, sweetie. You have to go on this side of me. You'll mess with me.
So I went to the doctor a couple weeks ago, and I have a lump on my stomach, and they want to do tests and stuff. But last night you said your hands were really hot, and I felt led to come up here for prayer, and you came right up to me and went like that to my stomach. So I believe the healing came.
Yeah. I believe it too. We agree.
And a lot more, but so much to, I can't say it.
Awesome. Yes. I'm glad you're here. Amen. Bam. Anybody else? You're the one.
How did you know?
Because I know.
My stomach and everything has just gone like this. And I haven't felt like this in a long time. So I love you guys. I've been blessed. I got to go to Estes Park. It's freaking awesome, you guys. You got to go to Estes Park. You're going to Estes Park this year? Are you coming? So, no Estes Park. Okay. Well, you got to come back and do a Colorado one again, right? For a whole week? Oh, it is? Oh, I thought it was Colorado. Oh, okay. I haven't been there in a long time. Okay, you guys got to teach me. I don't know.
Isn't it by the Navigators? Is it over by there or no?
Yeah. I wanted Anita to come so bad because she came and started coming to church. And I just got a hold of her, and I said, you got to come to this. And this is what I'm going, and I'll save you a seat. She says, I'm going to be late. I said, it's okay. You know, and it just felt so good. Last night she came in, and she's like, what's going on? And I said, just close your eyes and just take it in, because this is awesome. And then she left last night going, I want more. I want to come more, you know. And I'm in a season that's really, really hard. And Kathy and I need to know that. And there's a lot of things going on, but I'm going to be an empty nester. My twins are 18 since January, and they're at Sierra Prom tonight. They're going to graduate in a couple weeks, and we've been going through this horrible season, and I don't know where we're going. I don't know what we're doing, but we're bonded together. And I know for years God wants me to do stuff for him, and I'm always willing to help. I'm always going. I'm always, you know, yeah, I want to learn more. I want to learn more. Learning more, I grew up Southern Baptist. So, got to break up a lot of stuff off you, you know. And our rules and regulations, and yeah, and fivefold, and you know, wonders, and wow, whoa, you just get like drunk, you know? But you get so excited because the joy is just all inside, and I want it. I have no idea where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if I have more babies. I want more babies. I can't have more babies, but I'm here. Anybody want me? I've got a lot of gifts, a lot of talents, because I don't know where I'm going, but I know it's for God, and I'm so excited, but I just love you. You know it, and you're better. Can I hug? I just want more and more and more people to come. I want to, like, fill, like, 10 of these rooms, and let's get it on, you know? It's, come on. Yeah. So, but if this is your first time and second time, third time, but just come every time. Anything up there, let's go. Let's make it a party. And we don't have to fly. We can drive, and I can drive Monica really fast. We love you.
I love you, too. God bless you. Yeah, that is a joy bubble, absolutely. Yeah, that's when you do the, well, I probably shouldn't say that, but I'm fine. Okay, who else? Anybody else? It's here. It's here. Anybody else? Come on up.
Brighten it up. God assigned me a project probably 6 months ago, way out of my league, way out of my comfort. It entails country music stars. So anyway, I've been writing these personal letters to who he's asked me to write them to, and I've been doing this, and I send them like priority. I ask that the letter would vibrate something to make it stand out, that he would get these messages, and I haven't heard anything, and so the last letter I wrote was in January. So I've been sitting and waiting, and I haven't got any way to go next. And I feel like this encouraged me. This encouraged me to maybe, I've been talking to God about, are we ready for another letter? So anyway, it's just encouragement. Thank you.
Awesome. Go God. Looking in the back row. Looking in the front row. Praise the Lord. Come on up. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. I don't have, I don't have the words for what came out last night, but I know something came out. So my testimony is something came out. It doesn't have to, it's not coming back in, yeah. But it came out. I don't know what it is. It doesn't even matter.
Right.
But
oh, Lord.
Why I was laughing so hard is sometimes I'll picture him, and I won't necessarily get his whole face, but just different attributes. And last night I asked him, I was like, how many laugh lines do you have? And he was like, oh, I've got plenty. And he was like, but make sure everyone watches their 11s. Like these little, like, angry
I love his when he jokes. That's good. Some people need an explanation. Let go of the 11. And the 11. Anybody else? We've lost it. News at 11. Okay.
Testimony, but I just keep hearing the Lord say, drink, 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 woo, drink, 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 drink until you overflow. Drink, drink, drink of me, drink of me, drink of me, drink of me, children, drink of me. Woo, drink, hey, 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 woo. Hey! Ooh. Mm. Hey! Drink, 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 drink until you overflow. Drink, drink of me, children. Drink of me. Drink, 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 drink of me. Ah, oh, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. Ha, I'm here, I'm here. Woo, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. For I've heard your cries and your prayers. I'm here, I'm in the midst of you. Drink, receive. The word has already been given. It's already been given, it's poured out. The atmosphere is charged. The atmosphere is charged. The atmosphere is charged. And it is pregnant, says the Lord. It is pregnant. Ha, it is pregnant. Ha, it is pregnant. Receive, 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 receive. Receive that which you came to get. Get all of it. Get all of it. Get all of it. I've made it available. I've made it available to you. I've made it available to you, says the Lord. It's already been paid for in full. I don't make partial payments. It's already been paid for in full. Receive, 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 says the Lord, receive. Ooh, receive. My glory is resting, my glory is resting. Feel the weight of it. Feel the weight of it, says the Lord. Feel the weight of it, for my glory is resting. My glory is resting. Feel the weight of it. Feel the weight of it.
My sister is right. There's waves rolling over us. And someone's saying, well, I'm tired. I'm ready to go home now. But you know what? Take a breath. Take a breath to go. Take a breath before you go, because there's some things here that you can still receive. Holy. Holy. Holy is the Lord. Worthy. Great is his name and greatly to be praised. Get him, God. Get him. Tackle him, God. I see a Holy Ghost tackle coming for somebody. I see somebody laying in your bed tonight and getting a Holy Ghost kiss, a Holy Ghost tackle. Say, no, I thought we were done. No, we're not done. There's so much more. And so long as you will keep yourself open to me, so long I will keep pouring. So do not go home and say, that's over. I'm just starting, says the Lord. I'm just starting. This is only the beginning. Keep yourself open to me and I will pour. I will continue to pour and I will continue to pour. And I will, as much as you can take, I will, as much as you can take, as much as you can pull, as much as you can receive, I will give. I will not stop for somebody that will keep pulling. Saw the presence of the Lord moving among our feet like the cloud, just touching our feet, moving around at our feet, touching and changing us. I see deep change, just changes, like he's filling us from our feet up, like change, filling us from our feet up, changing. Things long awaited, he is releasing. It's the glory of the Lord. It's the glory of the Lord. And how long have we waited? For how many years have we cried out, "Oh Lord, we want more"? So don't let your body say, "Oh, that was good. Let me go home now." But you have the ability, whether you know it or not, to open your spirit. To open your spirit and pull and receive. You have the ability to open up and pull and receive. Even when you lay on your bed at night. You lay on your bed, and if, let's say you can't go to sleep right away, good. Open your spirit and say, "Oh Lord, I'm just open. I want to pull on you. I want all you got. Oh, I want it all. I want some more, and I want more after that, and after that I want some more. I want all that you have, and I want all that you are. Pour into me, Lord." God loves hungry people. God loves to fill hungry people. It's the glory. It's the glory. How long have we waited and cried out for the presence? How long, how many years have we cried out for him to come? How many years have we waited for him to do something? So take advantage of it. Pull and pull and pull. I'm going to say something weird, but you can pull through your eyes. Did you know it? Many times when God imparts, he imparts from his eyes. He imparts from his eyes. And if you can get to a place where you can lock eyes with him, you can receive from him amazing things. Yes, ma'am.
Many years ago, when I received Jesus and other people received Jesus, they were satisfied. I was not satisfied. Then I received the Holy Spirit. And other people were satisfied, but I wasn't satisfied. Yeah. And then I would go to conferences, and people would be satisfied. And I was still hungry. And I was telling the Lord, "God, what's wrong with me? I'm still hungry." And he says, "Because I have so much more to give." He has so much more to give. So just receive everything that he wants to give, because he has more and more. So God, keep us hungry.
And I think God has put Rosalie here as an example. I think he's put her here to say, this is what you're supposed to do. Stay hungry, stay thirsty, stay pulling. Never say, "Oh, that was enough, that's good. Thanks, Jesus. Oh, no. Oh, thanks, Jesus, but give me some more." Yes. I felt the Lord saying to me before she said that, but he stopped me from saying it. He said, "Hold off," because that was the word of the Lord that she just gave. Because what I was going to say, and he restrained me until this moment, was this is just a beginning. He's teaching us. He wants to teach each of us how to become an expert at drinking in the Spirit. You know, the Bible says be filled with the Spirit, but the sense of it in the original language is be continually being filled with the Spirit. Be continually being filled. And when our other sister got up and said, "Drink, drink, drink, drink," I wasn't sure if we were really hearing it right, but now I see what he's saying is when you go home, when you get up, when you have an extra moment in the day, go hide somewhere. Open your spirit. Drink. Drink. Because as much as you can take, he will give. As much as you can take, he will saturate. And what's good about that is you get saturated till you think, "Oh, I can't hold anymore." But then you somehow acclimate where you can handle that. And then you say, "Okay, now I want some more." And then he gives you some more. And what it does is it makes you strong in the being acclimated in the realm of the Spirit so you can handle standing up under the presence, standing with it, carrying with it, speaking it with it. So what our sister said, drink, 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 drink all the days of your life. Don't quit. Don't quit. Mm-hmm.
So earlier she talked about if you needed a new organ, and I need a new pancreas, and right now I can feel my pancreas fluttering.
Say yes. We say yes. We say yes, Lord. We say yes. We say yes. Yes. We say yes, Lord. Yes. 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 Yes, Papa. Yes, Papa. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. See this magnifying glass, and you know how the sun would hit it and it would just burn, and I saw this glorious light from God hitting this magnifying glass and focusing this beam, and it was burning something out, something that needed to be burned out of us. It was just like burning something out. Forever changed, he says. Forever changed. Forever changed. Never the same again. Never the same. Never the same again. Never the same again. Someone's throat is being healed. This is a pretty major, I don't know what it is, but there's been a significant issue of a throat. And I'm actually seeing something being recreated in the throat. Made new, made new, made new, made new. Ears, I see ears. Ears are being healed. Ears are being dealt with. Release, release. Ears are popping. There's like something going on, serious, something major going on in ears. New knees, new knees, new knees, new knees, new knees. New, I said, new. Not adjusted, not just fixed, new knees. New. Let the glory of the Lord come. 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 Edgar stood on the patio one night. He was just looking at the stars, and there was a star in the sky, and he said it began to seem like it was in a circular motion. It got bigger and bigger and closer. It became like a fireball, and it slammed into him and slammed him into the house. It was the glory of the Lord. And he became such a carrier of the presence. Let the glory of the Lord come. Father, send your fireball. Send your fire to us, and we will receive. We will serve you. We will serve you, and you will get the glory. And we will not take your glory. Holy is the Lord. Holy. There's a holy release. There's a holy release. There's a holy release. Because you did not leave, but you stayed. You stayed. You said, maybe there's one more thing for me. I won't leave. I'll see if there's something more. And just that little bit of faith, just that little bit of hunger. I'm seeing angels bringing stuff now, even bringing now, even bringing now, even bringing some things now. Because you didn't say, oh, you know, I've got stuff to do. I better go home. No, no, you said, let me just stay another minute. Just let me just see if God has one more thing for me. I assure you he does. God is delivering some things even this moment at the hands of the angels. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing baskets of fire, pieces of fire, pieces like they're holding these things of fire. Someone's having fire go into their mouth and into their throat, and it's burning them because they are called to the prophetic. They are called to speak the oracles of God, and they will no longer do it with a light way, but they will do it with a power and a fire that comes straight from the throne in Jesus' name. I see someone getting fire in their shoulder. I don't know what that means. I see that someone getting fire right into their chest. I see someone getting hit with fire right in their side. This fire comes to change. It comes to burn. It comes to expose, but to release and to change. To change us for what we've been crying out for. This is an answer. This is an answer. You cried out for this. You asked for this. It may have been years ago, but God never forgets a prayer. I see fire hitting eyes. the fire of God in a good way, hitting eyes, and eyes being opened to see in new ways and perceive and understand in new ways, eyes being opened to see, being able to see into the realms of God. At first it will be strange, like what's happening? What am I seeing? At first it will be strange, but you will learn. God will teach you how to understand what you are seeing. He will teach you how to understand at your eyes. There's fire hitting someone's eyes. New vision, new understanding, new ways of understanding vision itself. I see things being unlocked off of people. Yoke around the neck, being unlocked. Bound no more, bound no more, bound no more, bound no more. Held back no more, held back no more. I curse every limit that we've put on ourselves. I command it to go. Every limit that we put on ourselves saying, oh, I just don't know if that's for me. I command that to leave now. That is a lie. What will God not do for you? What would he not do through you? Without limit and measure, what would he not do? What would he not do through his child who is made in him his image? What would he not do? For you are called with a holy calling. It's a holy calling. This is not some calling of man, but it is a holy thing that we are being allowed by the grace of God to step into. Earlier I saw him putting garments on people. He was putting his own garments on people. I saw these white garments coming down over people, and it wasn't like en masse, but I saw one here and one there. He was putting his robe on us, and we were stepping into something bigger than we understand, but we will grow into this robe. We will grow into things we don't understand, and we will learn understanding from the King. We will learn how to walk in his robe. We will learn. For you are set apart unto God. You are set apart. You have been set apart and sanctified as a vessel for the Master's use. That means you're set apart unto him, a holy vessel. Do you know what holy means? It means not like the others. Holiness, the holiness of God is the otherness. He's not like any other. There is no other like him. That's what it means. He is completely not like any other. And that otherness, when you are set apart, when you are sanctified, especially being sanctified by fire, it sets you apart as a vessel, just as a vessel in the temple. It served one purpose. It was never to be used for other purposes. It was sanctified. It was set apart. You are a holy vessel. You have been set apart unto him, and it is a holy thing. It is a glorious thing. It is a wonderful thing, and you will never be the same again. And I'm hearing that the glory of the Lord will have its reward in you. The glory of the Lord, as you allow it to move in you and in your life, and in your body, and in your mind, and in your home, it will have its reward in you. You will get to glorify the Lord. So though you may stay, you may go, there's liberty here. This glory will not want to lift. He will not want to lift. And so as long as we will continue to make room, I'm sensing he will be going with you. He will be upon you. He will be flowing continually so long as we keep that gateway open, you know? Hallelujah. But I say this, go with God. I pray his presence remain on you and dwell on you. And that becomes your new normal. And I bless you. I bless you with the blessing of the Lord. I bless you with the blessing of the Lord in Jesus' name. And I'm so thankful for you. I'm so thankful for who you are in God. I'm so thankful for the person that you're becoming in him. And I'm just going to say the body of Christ needs you and the lost need you. We love you. Hallelujah.